Sentire Media.
In Italy's land, so ancient and grand, lie mysteries for us to discover and see. So come take my hand and grab your map on this amazing adventure with me. Italy's history, mysteries, journey through time with us. From towers that lean to cities unseen, come and join the quest. In history we'll be.
Hey there, history explorers. Welcome to another adventure on Italy's History Mysteries. I'm your host, Luca, and today we're time traveling to the land of pizza, pasta, and palaces. We're going to discover the exciting story of Italy's royal family, the House of Savoy. They were kings and queens with lots of drama and adventures. Imagine a family. Not just any family, but a royal one that started way back, over 1,000 years ago. They didn't start out as kings and queens, but as nobles, which means they were pretty important people, but not quite rulers yet. These nobles were super smart and brave. They fought in battles, made friends with powerful allies, and even married princes and princesses from other lands to help their family grow stronger and become the rulers of a place we now call Italy. But, oh, it wasn't all easy. Every kingdom has its ups and downs, right? Just like when you're playing a game. Sometimes you're winning, and sometimes you have to face challenges. The House of Savoy had some big moments, like King Victor Emmanuel II, who became the very first king of a united Italy. That's like being the captain of a brand new team.
Charge!
But guess what? Even kings and queens have problems. They had to deal with wars and make tough decisions, and sometimes people didn't agree with them. It's like deciding what game to play with your friends. And not everyone likes the choice. After a lot of royal drama and big wars, something huge happened. After World War II, the people of Italy had a big vote, like choosing what to have for lunch at school. And guess what? They decided they didn't want kings and queens anymore. So, Italy became a republic, which means no more crowns.
Hooray!
The last king, Umberto II, had to say goodbye, as he left Italy and lived somewhere else. He was known as the May King because he was king for just a little while, like being king for a day at school. Even though there are no more kings or queens in Italy, the story of the Savoy family is still super cool. They left behind big, beautiful palaces where they used to live, and lots of stories about their adventures and what they did. And today, the family members are just like us. Well, almost. They live normal lives, no thrones, no crowns, just regular people with a really neat family history. In fact, one of the princes owns a food truck in New York City.
What do you think I'm doing?
And that's the end of our royal tale, friends. I hope you enjoyed learning about Italy's kings and queens and all the ups and downs of being royal. Join me, Luca, next time on Italy's History Mysteries for more fantastic stories from the past. Until then, keep asking questions and stay curious. Goodbye, young explorers!
Italy's History Mysteries is a production of Sentire Media. Story and script by Samantha Wilson. Edits and sound effects by London Nero, voice of Luca by Joshua D. Fletcher, and original music by Matt Welch.
Sentire Media.